Hey guys, this is I'm Kareem and I'm from Metro.
Hey. What's going on?
What's it like being in a TV show based on the Simpsons movie?
We did it first.
It was good, you know. That was a funny thing that, like, people made memes and stuff on the internet about that. So it was
I have to thank the Simpsons movie because a lot of people that aren't, you know, sure what Under the Dome is, or when people ask me, "Oh, you're an actor. What have you done?" And I say, "Oh, the most recent thing that I've done is Under the Dome." They're like, "What's that?" So the best way to describe it is I usually say, "Well, I use Stephen King," and I say, "Have you read the book or heard of the book?" And that may trigger something, but if it doesn't, I use the Simpsons movie as, "Well, have you seen the Simpsons movie?" Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that was based on. Yeah, I told him. So it's a good talking point.
Well, I mean, talking about Stephen King, I mean, previous adaptations of his work have been kind of hit and miss sometimes. So mm-hmm. Green Mile, you end up with, like, a Maximum Overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys feel any added pressure to kind of really do the book justice, because he has these huge legion of fans?
Well, he said this really great thing where he was just like, this is an alternate universe version of his book. He was like, if you love my book, you can pick it up at any time. You can pull it off the shelf and still read it. But with us, we were different. We kind of pretty much veered off from where the book was going by, like, episode 3. And it was just like we were on to different things and going different places with the characters because we knew kind of where we were going, where we wanted to go with the show. And it kind of evolved. And rather than having a definite ending, we were open to going different ways.
Yeah, I mean, the book takes place over the first 2 weeks of life under the dome, and we quickly leave those 2 weeks and enter into the, you know, what comes, you know, the third week.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we did have help from, you know, our writing staff, and Stephen King assisted our writing staff and kind of consulted them on, you know, things that worked or didn't work in his opinion. And so I think that overall, you know, he was still involved in the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very pleased, I think, ultimately with, you know, how it turned out.
Yeah. Hi.
Tom from Riddlecast. I was just wondering, you've said that you had Stephen King as creative input on the show.
Well, uh-huh.
How much creative input did he have, and have you guys met him at
all? Yeah.
Yeah, he came in and guest starred, on one episode, and I think
in the second
Britt.
Season.
Yeah, Britt pours him coffee, and he's like, "Oh, thanks, Angie." And he's just like a guy drawing at the coffee shop. But, you know, he was involved as a producer, and as an executive producer, and he was involved in that way. But I think for most of it, it was just letting the writers kind of take it and go where they thought it should go.
Thank you.
Tom, your character had to grow up a lot during the course of the show.
Yeah.
He goes from this, like, kid to being, like, a young adult. And I was wondering, kind of, like, the show now kind of wrapped up. Are you going to be looking for, like, more kind of mature adult roles going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely... I feel like I'm kind of coming into my own as a young man, similar to how we saw, you know, Joe kind of grow through the 3 seasons. And so, yeah, one thing I'm doing right now is I'm in the gym on my off time. I'm working out. I'm trying to put on some weight, get up to like Alex's size at least, and try to steal a couple leading man roles away from Alex's auditions.
So, if you had to be stuck under a dome anywhere in the world, where would that be, and who would you least like to be then stuck in that dome with?
Hmm.
Who or what?
We were talking earlier, I would not like to be in the dome with Robert Durst from the Jinx. and then what place would I it to be? So ideal place, but with a bad person? Ideal place. Maybe New York? But that's like, there's a lot of people, so I don't know. It's like whatever you think How long are we going to be on there, hypothetically? I don't know. If it's like 2 weeks, I could be... Yeah.
Robert Durst might already be in New York.
Yeah, he might be there. New York would be a good place. Yeah.
I don't know. I really love London, but I won't say London. I'll say Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii would be really cool.
Yeah. So then it's just lost. You're just
now I'm with somebody that I don't like.
Yeah.
Or something that I don't like. I mean, I guess maybe the worst thing in the world would be stuck on an island. You know, being hunted by something. I don't know what it would be, but, you know, just some sort of creature, I guess, I wouldn't want to be there with any, I wouldn't want to be there, period, with, like, anybody. I'd want to be either alone or, like, somebody I liked. I don't know.
Just you and a volleyball.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Colin, a lot of people know you from We Bought a Zoo.
Right.
Which also started El Fanning. Did you guys go to school together?
Yeah, we did. El was in the grade below me. We went to Campbell Hall school in Floral Canyon in Los Angeles, California. And it's just a school that Elle's family was in Los Angeles prior to my family. And when we moved out, my mother kind of reached out to Joy Fanning and asked, you know, where's Elle and Dakota going to school? You know, we want to send Colin to a good school as well. And so I kind of went to the same school. I was caught in between, like, Elle's in the grade below me and Dakota was a couple years above me. So I watched Dakota graduate and me and Elle graduated shortly after.
What initially attracted you to the project? Was it the premise or was it the fact that Stephen King's name was attached to it?
Yeah, all of the above. You know, Steven Spielberg being involved, going
Absolutely.
Through DreamWorks, and just, I mean, for me, it was my first big job, so of course, it was just like, oh my God, this is the dream, so. But yeah, also just having people from all these great TV shows and great people in entertainment, it was just like kind of an amalgam of great people from different worlds, Lost and Spielberg and Stephen King, all in one.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Follow-up question. Are you both sort of fans of Stephen King's work? And if so, are there any sort of projects that haven't been brought to the silver screen yet that you'd love to be a part of?
I would love to see The Longest Walk be made into something, because I just think that's like a really dark, dystopian, interesting thing, and I don't know, it's a cool premise.
Yeah, I had a question.
Yeah. 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 Keep them coming.
Hi, it's Kareem from Metro again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alex, your dad was an assistant prosecutor.
Yeah.
And you said before that watching him in court kind of really informed your kind of like first like entry into acting and kind of
mm-hmm.
like gave you the idea of performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering kind of your experiences with this kind of criminal world, did that kind of inform the way in which you played Junior Reddy?
I would say no, not necessarily. I think kind of just going through school, that was, I went to school in Chicago and learned a lot, like, of kind of, like, how to approach character and investigate and get into that. And, but I don't know. I'm interested by characters like Junior who start out as a baby like everyone else and then goes to Junior as we know him now and through psychological damage and everything that kind of Big Jim put on him, why he is the way he is.
Colin, Google says that you're 178 centimeters high. Why do they know that?
I don't know. How many feet is that? How tall am I then? Am I 5? I don't know what 178 centimeters is. It's weird that they know that. I don't know.
Thank you.
That's a very deep question.
Very aesthetic.
Hi guys, my name's Nick.
Hey.
What made you two want to get into acting?
I always loved film growing up, and it was just something I knew I wanted to be involved in, whether it was directing, screenwriting, just being part of it, because it's just great storytelling and being in that. And, you know, especially as the industry is going all different directions, you're seeing a lot of these, like, big budget things that are doing really, really great, these superhero stories, and then you see something like Creep by Joe Swanberg, and it's like them going away for a weekend and shooting something on an iPhone. It's like we're really at a cool period now where these two worlds are competing.
Yeah.
And yet, like, Creep is, like, number one on iTunes, and then, like, right behind them it's, like, a super, it's, like, Avengers, and it's just, it's interesting. So it's kind of like a weird Wild West system now, which is fun to be in.
I mean, I always, from the age of five, I wanted to be an actor. I told my parents that, and I guess what influenced me is I watched a lot of Power Rangers and it just massive amounts of television on Nickelodeon and Disney, and I wanted to be an actor. I didn't necessarily know, you know, what that meant really at that time, but it's something that I always wanted to do, and I kept doing it. My parents were really helpful with, you know, helping me achieve my goals. And I couldn't have asked for better parents or turned out differently. I mean, it was great.
Excellent. Does anyone else have a question? Or can I keep going?
Yeah, keep going. Okay.
And I imagine, especially in your case, that this is a big role, probably your first big role.
Mm-hmm.
The question that a lot of people probably ask you is, how do I also pick up a role like this? And how did you get into this role? You know, how did you pick it up? What was the process that you had to get to here? Did you go to acting school?
Did you
advise people to do?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I think, studying is so, so important. And,
yeah.
I think a lot of the reason, a big reason why a lot of British and Australian actors are getting a lot of American, like American comic book characters and stuff like that, is because they go to school for training and they get it.
They're all European now.
They are. It's like we're getting killed for, I don't know. But it's good. It's always good to study. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Because I know a lot of people, what they're doing now is that instead of going to acting school, they're trying to put their own indie projects.
Yeah. Which is also a great thing. Yeah.
So would you possibly say it's best to try and do as much as you can in both those things? That kind of,
I would say it's always good to go to school and to study, but, you know, it doesn't guarantee it everything.
Yeah, that's
or
why
anything,
also
you know?
Expressing yourself and doing stuff in your own time in school, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, Alex, you've got a couple of new projects in the pipeline you were telling me earlier. Can you tell us a bit about those?
Always Shine is a movie with that I did with Sophia Tikal and Larry Levine, and it's just like this indie film with Mackenzie Davis from Halt and Catch Fire and Caitlin Fitzgerald from Masters of Sex, and it's this weird kind of Mulholland Drive like story, and we shot it up in Big Sur last year, and that's coming out sometime soon. And then I just finished a film with Lena Olin, which was really fun. Yeah.
And would you guys want to, I mean, you were trapped under the dome together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to work together again? Is there a project?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Alex is awesome. I learned, even though it's like this is one of your first projects, I learned as an actor from you. So I feel like we have bounced off of each other and became friends while we were filming. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be really mean to say that we didn't want to work together again. I'd be lying.
It would be fun to do like a war movie.
Yeah, it
like,
would
be fun.
A movie would be really fun to do together. Yeah.
So Saving Private Ryan 2 or something.
And so obviously, very sadly, the show kind of came to an end.
Yeah.
Recently,
mm-hmm.
Where did you imagine your characters going if the show had kind of kept on?
We were kind of told some things about season 4.
Some potential ideas of where we might go.
Colin and I were going to supposedly be working a lot more
together alongside each other.
In the next season.
So that would have been cool, actually.
Yeah.
As a follow-up to your other question.
Yeah. But, I don't know. What can we say?
I'm gonna. You know what? I'll I don't want to say that.
Get like we were talking about this. And we were like, well, we're canceled. Like, what do we say? What's the right thing? So.
Make something up.
I was really looking forward. I was looking forward, Joe. I was looking forward to getting to play Joe in a completely different way than I had gotten to before.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was such a nice, shy, kind of introverted kid.
Yeah.
Who kind of came out of his shell a little bit as the seasons progressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we were going to see a major change.
Yeah.
In the fourth season, if we had it.
Yeah. It would have been in possibly a different location, too. Which...
They moved the dome?
Oh, the dome moved. Yeah.
You mentioned about, superhero films growing and being very popular in the media and stuff like that. Would it be interesting for both of you getting something in along those lines? If so, what would you love to play, exactly?
I think it would be ridiculous to say no. Of course, any franchise or superhero film or Star Wars or anything like that, that's always, I think a dream for, a young actor to get into that, iconic.
There's so many cool people usually involved, the cast is usually ensemble, and they're always usually A-list actors. I feel like you would be a fool to not want to be a part of something super cool like that, regardless of what superhero or supervillain or
mm-hmm.
whatever you're going to get to play. But I don't know. I'm a big Marvel fan.
Yeah.
I don't know
Marvel.
If I have a favorite. But
yeah.
I don't know. I like Spider-Man and Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be fun.
So, what kind of roles do you guys want to go for? Because are you more dramatic, comedy, action? What kind of roles would you like to see yourself in? I know you can't always get them, but
I like comedy. I would like to do more comedic stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like drama too. You always want to do a perfect blend of
both.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. I mean, I have, we've been working on Under the Dome the past three seasons. It's kind of been in a sci-fi mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To kind of, when you're preparing for auditions and stuff, to kind of get out of that is a little, takes some, hard work.
Yeah.
And, I guess you don't want to be stuck, playing the same character over and over and over again. So you definitely want to make sure that you're doing, consistently new work. So I think that just doing a balance of everything is important.
Yeah.
Do you get less nervous now going into interviews and things like that? Do you have some bigger roles under your belt, or is it still pretty much the same? You're nervous?
I feel like at least for me, as I'm getting older, I'm 19 now. I kind of went and I'm kind of entering into this new age bracket, trying to in a lot of roles that are written for a 19-year-old or played by a guy who's in his 20s already, and so that can be really difficult. I'm finding that my amount of competition is increasing as I'm getting older and kind of coming into Alex's age bracket a little bit.
You make him sound very old.
I'm ancient, so.
Same question for you. Do you find it any easier going into auditions and things like that?
Easier than when I first moved to Los Angeles. But I get nervous sometimes, and especially if it's something I really, really want. You go in for some big budget thing, and you're just oh, look at the level of people who are attached to this. You're wanting it, and
How long was it from the point you went to Los Angeles that you got the role in the series?
I moved in August of 2012, I think. Yeah, and then when did we... I first met Colin in the audition room.
Oh, yeah?
It was...
He was on crutches.
Yeah, he was on crutches, and we were both...
Yeah.
So he was
Hobbling around. Everybody
and,
can hear me. I forgot we did meet there.
Yeah, you were the first cast member I met. So that was in January when we finally got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many auditions did you have to go on before you got that one?
That was my one of my first pilot auditions.
It's really cool.
Yeah. I was very lucky and fortunate to, yeah. But they tested me. I was in, I think I had to do like 6 different
test reads
wow. or something like that. Yeah, because I was so new, and it was just like, you know, they didn't want to just be like, okay, just whatever.
I did it right the first time, but it might not
be What else can he bring? Yeah, I don't know.
And what about for you? You started off obviously acting at a younger age.
Right.
But did it take long to get your first role in a film?
It definitely, No, the first thing I ever auditioned for, I was very fortunate, and I booked. I auditioned for a woman named Joy Purvis, and in Atlanta at Hot Shot Kids, and she was casting a movie called Sweet Home Alabama with Reese Witherspoon, and I had a small role in that movie that is actually cut out now. They had changed the alternate. They had an alternate. They shot 2 endings, and they used the second one, and.
What, with like a different kid? What do you mean?
No. Just like they shot the ending. Like it was like raining and like for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And so they just reshot the end and they changed the writing a little bit. So they just didn't reshoot my scenes. I was already out of town. I'd already wrapped.
Yeah.
But the first thing I ever auditioned for, I got.
All right.
But I mean, that isn't to say that it isn't super difficult to get something, you know, now. It's probably a lot harder.
Yeah. I hope they told you that you're cut out of it before you told.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't show.
Everybody go see Sweet Home Alabama.
My 5-year-old friends were pretty supportive at that age, but they understood that.
Oh, so we're talking 5.
I was 5, so
you probably could have told them that you're a different film. They might not have
exactly.
Anyone else?
That is actually time. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.